y'all.
Hey.
Question. Do y'all count up or down?
Nah,
do
look.
Something? Every time we start a podcast episode, I say 1, 2, then I start 3, 2, because Mikey judges me.
Because what are you counting to?
3.
But how do I know that if you start from 0 and you're going up? You could be going to any number. It's like if you're threatening your kid and you'd be like, I'm going to hit you in 1, 2. They're like, Mama, what'd you count to?
I don't know.
No, my mom counted down so that you know when it's coming. I'm pretty sure your mother counted down because that's the only thing that makes sense.
No, she counted up because when she hit 2, we'd be like, all right, we gotta stop bullshit or we about to get punched in our throat.
That's different. Count up. So that's what's wrong with y'all. Is that y'all used to?
You know,
to?
She left-handed. She think differently.
Oh,
okay.
You was right, raised baby. Wrong. Shut I'm up. Sorry. What are we talking
it's
about?
Your lead.
Hey, this is episode 40.
Yes.
A superstitious bunch.
Yes.
This episode, we're going to talk about a lot of things.
Right. We are.
Hey. We wanted to play a voicemail before we get started.
Yes.
And Randy picked one that she found that was really funny.
Well, the voicemail. Oh, yeah, it was funny. So we're going to play it. Thank you so much for leaving it and for giving us permission to play it. And then we will get into the episode.
So we hope you enjoy.
Hey, Randy girl. Hey, Mikey. I am Ebony Williams. I'm from Chicago. I am a new listener, fairly new. I started listening last month, so I'm still not, like, up to date. I know y'all had the baby and all of that, but I'm not skipping ahead to see, like, how y'all doing. But I'm hoping that it's good. I'm about 3 years younger than you guys, and I'm moving to Atlanta soon. So if y'all could help me find, like, basically, what are the good areas? Because I've been looking, like, on Zillow and all this kind of stuff, and I just really feel like I'm looking in the hood. Because I'm seeing, like, 2 bedrooms for, like, $700. I pay way more than that for my 1 bedroom here in Chicago. So I'm just like, I know it's a little cheaper in the South, but it can't be that cheap. I'm probably looking in the hood. So just let me know. I don't want to get down there. And then I can't do that at this point in my life. But anyway, I love you guys. Congratulations on a new bundle of joy. Y'all inspire me for one day when I do get a husband. That's fairly far down the line. I'm kind of career driven at this point. But, yeah, great. I love everything about the podcast. I don't really know what else to say. I didn't call in about a specific topic, although I'm calling now based off of the, episode where y'all were talking about, like things y'all did, when y'all were kids, to y'all siblings and stuff. And I got a bunch of crazy stories, but I feel like I shouldn't say that now because the episode's super old. So anyway, love you guys. If you get this, you do have permission to play it. I don't really know what it would add to the podcast, but yeah. Bye.
Now check it out. Now look, the apple don't fall far from trees, right? I'm in the land of milk and honey with the bees, like. And if I'm ripping it, what I'm so with my seeds, like. Now check it out.
Girl, you funny.
First of all, why Randy count up again? To let me know that he was ready to record. First of all, Ebony, if you're looking for places, you're coming across something that's 2 bedroom and it's a 750.
You are in a hood.
You are, but that is also the prices down.
Right. Our first apartment in 2015 was 764.
Yeah.
But it was 1 bedroom. It was 930 square feet.
It was a good size.
Yeah, it was.
And the neighborhood, you know, was a little, you know, a little Spanish.
Yeah. Which was fine. Minus the soccer balls that would, they would purposely
slap
kick
into the door,
up into our window. Patio and then crawl, like climb our patio to get it. And yeah,
but
we were
know,
on
kids.
The second floor.
It happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't, you know. We'll help
where
you.
Where should you look? Yes,
we
where
will
do
help
you want
you
to live? You
gotta, let you me gotta, know what type of people you're trying to surround yeah. yourself with.
Send us an email and we will help you.
If you want to be robbed or if you want to be near the people that rob people so that you know you're safe. Just let us know where you want to be. She's from the shop.
Yeah.
She's
at yeah. Chicago, right? So you yeah. can handle it.
Yeah.
But maybe you may
it's
not.
Fewer bullets, but you know, a little bit more robbery.
Yeah. So really, email us and tell us where you want to look because we have moved a lot.
All right.
So yeah, thank you so much for your
thank
email
you so
and your
much.
Feedback. It was really sweet.
Also, it's never too late to leave a voicemail. If y'all heard an episode
yes.
and it was episode 2 and you want to comment, please do because we like getting into the
yeah.
foolishness that we did.
Mike just did a love story that was a drunk story from episode 8, I think. Like
I just thought it was great.
And it was, and like
it was
y'all, it was hilarious. So please leave it if you have some crazy stories about your siblings.
Never too late.
Never.
So, This is episode 40 of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast. We are your hosts. I am Mikey.
And I'm Randy.
And this is A Superstitious Bunch.
Randy with the IE. I'm going to just start saying it.
You should.
I'm just start saying
you
it.
You should. Because
it's like
that.
A punchline, like, right? Like, yeah. Like a...
Like, spell it right, bitch.
Stop.
I'm saying I'm not talking about nobody specifically. But I'm just saying like, that could be like your thing.
Like, but I won't say...
Okay. I mean, you know, God, like, you know, I don't mean bitch in a disrespectful way. I mean, as a general term,
who are you talking,
for women.
Is that a Boondocks episode reference? You're an idiot.
I'm sorry. A superstitious bunch.
It's from the pimp.
Yeah, it's from
What is it? Pimp name Slipback?
Pimp name Slipback.
Slipback.
Yes. The first one.
When I say bitch, I don't mean bitching.
In a disrespectful way. I mean it as a general term for women.
Shani would know.
Anyway,
this
a superstitious bunch. Yeah. In this episode, we are going to talk about a couple of things.
Yeah.
On the lead up to our wedding day.
Yeah.
We had our
rehearsal dinner the day before,
and it was a struggle.
The rehearsal and day.
There was a lot going on, and when things start to go wrong, we start to lean on like our more superstitious side,
yes.
like we take everything as signs. And like, if we would have listened to all of it,
we would not have gotten married. This podcast,
I think we would have gotten married.
We would not.
I would have still tried.
I wouldn't. If I was truly superstitious, I mean, we are, y'all. We like split poles, and we
gonna get into
we don't
that.
Split poles.
We gonna get into all of that. But yeah, we're just gonna talk a little bit about that. Obviously, we're gonna wrap it up with a fight or flight. But before we get started, Randy has a love story for us today.
So this is an interesting. Like I'm doing something a little different. It's not really that different because, you know, you're more brave than I am.
Oh, so somebody dies.
No, nobody dies.
Oh, everybody
That's
get
what
ready.
I mean. Like, it's different. So, I found this in our Google Alerts.
Okay.
Because I don't know if you still look there anymore.
I do.
But they're still there. But anyway, okay.
There's a way that we can pod together without the shade.
There's a YouTube channel called Jubilee. I'm sure there may be something else. But anyway, it popped up in the Google Alerts. And basically, they have couples and, like, people interview each other. Kind of like StoryCorps, but not really. But like, that's what it reminded me of.
Okay.
And so these were expecting parents ask each other questions. And so basically you have his side and her side, and one person wears headphones while the other person answers the question, and the other person wears headphones while the other person answers the question. And at one point they both talk to each other without the headphones on so they can hear what each other are saying.
Okay.
But it was really interesting to watch. It was a 7-minute clip. I will link it in our show notes.
Please do.
So the couple, they're a black couple. And their names are Cameron Morrison. He is 33 years old. He's a building engineer. And Kiana Morrison, hi, June, is also 33 years old. And she's a marketing manager.
Okay.
And they have been married for 5 years.
Cam and Kiana, married 5 years.
Yes. And so basically, because of the way the story was set up, it's hard to really get into the love story. But she moved to L.A., and her friend at the time was an aspiring actress. And so she... like took her to a party, and that's how she met Cameron. And she thought he was a creeper at first because he kept staring at her. And
mind
you,
how y'all always feel?
He has his headphones on, mm-hmm. and she has hers off. So like we hear her taking, he's just watching her. You could tell he can't tell what she's saying,
uh-huh.
and vice versa. So it was like funny to watch. And so when it's his turn to talk, he goes, "She'll probably tell you that I was staring at her and being a creeper, but I wasn't. I was just trying to get a vibe." You know, so it was really cute. They talk about their first date. He took her to Venice Island, but when she gave him her address, she gave him the address down the street because she didn't want him to know where he lived, where
Smart.
She lived.
Smart.
And so, but basically they had a great first date. He said he really was impressed by how they walked together, which made me think of you. Drew.
It made you think of me.
Yeah.
Because I'm big on like the rhythm of walking with somebody. Like our legs need to line up at some point.
He would make us stop walking so that we can walk like the same. Cause our
it's
hips
really weird if our hips start bumping. I got hips and I'm a little thick and Randy a little thick and she's shorter. So if we walking and it's just like bumping, it just don't look right.
Even when we were very skinny and fit.
And it's uncomfortable.
He would make us stop.
I'm like, look, let's get this together.
Like, are you serious with your big 10 boots? That's just, anyway.
It'll be all right.
And you are really big about how we fit together. And so it was like really interesting to see that contrast or see that comparison, like in another man talking about his wife or the woman he's with. So then they get into more like other questions, like, you know, when did you feel like a dad? And so they basically talk about how she told him she was pregnant for the first time. They have a daughter named Nala. Nala Moon, and they are going, she is currently pregnant during this video, and by the end of it, we find out they've had a son, and his name is Zion. And so, basically, they get into like that, but one of the parts that stuck out to me was they asked what was like the hardest time of your marriage, or like something you really had to get through, and his sobriety came up. Apparently, he is a recovering alcoholic. I don't know if he's, I think he's actively sober by this point, but they had some problems when he wasn't. And it was really hard for them to talk about. And it made me think about the time we just caught up on This Is Us. And we had a conversation about how alcoholics are a different type of addicts. And I was telling you, they are, to me, they're the worst. Having lived with someone who was addicted to
drugs.
And
then we were talking about it. And I had argued that it was crackheads or dusthead or like any, like.
But then he came back.
But then I came back. I was like, no, you're right.
Alcoholics are a different type of emotionally manipulative. They're a different type of mean. When they're
unpredictable.
Alcohol. Yeah.
They're more unpredictable than the others.
Right. And so I live with a parent that was both, and I preferred when he was on other shit. Which is not like nice to say, but it just made me think about that conversation we had, and it came up in This Is Us. I don't want to spoil it for y'all, but if you ain't caught up, catch up.
Yeah, we still watch.
But they came through it, and he's currently sober, and they actively talk about it, you know, just about how that recovery is and like what forgiveness looks like to them. But that's marriage, you know, you know, depending on like type of marriage you're in. And so I really liked their love story. And just that they were honest about the struggles and also about like how fun it can be in healing and loving. So I will link the clip in the show notes, and I think y'all should watch it, and you should watch it.
That was a really good love story.
Was it?
It was. I like how you did that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just really liked it. It just made me all warm and fuzzy.
Look at you evolving.
I'm trying.
Nobody died in the end?
No.
And the other one didn't die shortly afterwards? Black couple. Look at that.
Though we love all couples. But like, I don't think I ever really do black couples.
I always.
Well, they don't really make the news. Like Google alerts, they don't really be on there. So it's hard to find that people who aren't famous or anything. So we're trying to find like local everyday people, you know.
Representation is difficult. Speaking of, real quick, if you're listening to this, there was a guy who sent me a message saying, I got a love story, a hood love story.
And he never sent it.
He never emailed it. I am still waiting because I have not shared a hood love story in 40 episodes and I want to.
Yeah.
All right, girl.
So, yes, please send the story. Y'all like how we did that? Like, we didn't pause to feed this baby?
They have no clue. Ain't no time pass. Just a nice little smooth transition on evening. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
I like that, baby. That was a really good story.
Thank you.
It was.
Thank you.
All right, love. You ready to get into it?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Our main topic.
Yes. This.
I'm just thinking about
the day
now, and I'm really good at blocking stuff out that's like traumatizing.
I know that day was, yeah, and I know we say that a lot, but a lot of our days are, and so the backstory. All right,
backstory behind this.
Yeah,
so Randy, we've had a lot of people reach out,
yeah,
who are engaged or thinking about marriage,
yeah,
and it brought up memories for you about the day of the rehearsal dinner.
Yeah, it made me think about our own wedding story and that whole engagement period and what that was like.
We also have friends who are about to get married very soon. It's April.
Yeah,
this is marriage season.
Yeah, it's talking to April, yeah.
And so in case there is someone out there who may encounter some similar struggles.
Right.
We hope that this episode inspires you to, you know, push through.
Don't leave them at the altar, y'all. It's okay. It's gonna be okay.
Stress happens around your wedding.
Yeah.
It's even a thing. It's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
It'll never be perfect.
Nope.
But you know, it does end eventually. Let's get into it.
Okay.
We're going to talk about a history of our superstitious tendencies.
Right.
All right. So here's the thing. We're superstitious.
We are. We try not to be, but we are.
I think it is what it is when you're raised in the South.
Right.
It's a thing. Unplug the phone if it's thundering outside.
Everything's
haunted. Doesn't make any sense when you think about it.
Well, and because a storm is coming, you don't want the electricity to
kill the phone.
It
makes absolutely
I don't know.
Sense. We don't walk under ladders.
Yeah.
We don't play with black cats. Me and
I
Randy have never split
cats.
A pole.
I don't do that superstition.
Not a thing.
I love
like you're not supposed to let them cross you.
You can't help a cat. Like
you can help it. You can help it. Just keep backing up and make sure they go behind you.
Y'all are slow. Well, that's like a thing.
It is.
No, I know. But like, I love cats.
No breaking mirrors. I actively avoid stepping on cracks that might break my mama back.
I used to jump on them things that don't work. That's terrible. I was about to get in trouble. I used to try to break her back. I don't want to get home and get my butt beat. It don't work. But we don't split poles.
We don't.
For the first
decade of our relationship, Randy didn't want to buy me no shoes.
It was no damn
because she thought that I was gonna walk out on her.
You're not supposed to buy a man shoes and walk out on you. I bought Mikey some shoes and he bought me up here,
and we still here.
But now we poor, so maybe I should never bought those shoes.
That was because of the shoes. It was some Adidas. Shoes was like $60.
Either way,
what?
I ain't got it now. You ain't had another pair for me since.
That's true.
So I think maybe that's how the superstitions caught me. Superstition got me.
But I didn't walk out on you.
You didn't.
I'm still here.
You are. But yeah, so we don't do Bloody Mary in the bathroom.
We don't
do anything. I don't
believe in signs.
Right.
We do. We actively try to like acknowledge signs. Cause we're spiritual, but like.
It can make you crazy though. It's irrational. Like, it obviously.
It is very much so.
It's not logical.
So some stuff we accept, some stuff we don't.
Right.
On this day, if we were to like look at everything like a sign from God that we shouldn't get married. Then maybe we would have like reconsidered.
Or it was a sign that we were just under attack. Like,
we take a lot as like, oh yeah, we're under attack.
Either
right
we're
now.
Under attack or God is trying to tell us something.
Devil don't want us to be happy.
Right.
That's what this is. So on this day, the devil ain't want us to be happy.
Right.
Let's talk about what was supposed to happen.
So what was supposed to happen was very simple. The day before our rehearsal dinner, I had my bachelorette party and it was great. And I was supposed to next day get my hair done with my sister. Mm-hmm. We're going to get our nails done. We're going to go to my grandmother's house where she was hosting the rehearsal dinner. And that was it.
Yeah. And then the next day was supposed to be the wedding.
Yes. It was April 23rd. April 23rd was our rehearsal dinner.
So
before our wedding.
My bachelor party was over. This is the day before the wedding. My only thing that I was supposed to do, I like to narrow down my list to two or three things. I was supposed to get my hair done by my cousin.
Yes.
Who actually started my locks.
Right.
Love the way she does hair. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go down to her.
Right.
Have her do it. I had a really simple, you know, style.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also supposed to drop Groot off.
At his sitter's.
At a dog sitter.
We were going to be going on our honeymoon and he needed somewhere
shortly
to
stay. Shortly after, yeah, he needed a place to be. And yeah, that was it.
Yep. That was all the day was supposed to be, but true to Chapman fashion.
It don't work out like that.
It did not work out that way.
So what happened, Randy? Walk us through your day.
So technically, everything I was supposed to do, I did do.
That's true. And same for me.
But, so me and my sister, we woke up, we went to get our hair done. She only had a certain amount of money because we were told that it would be a certain price via the website. But by the end of the
not via the website
hair appointment, she got like some curls in her. She has locks as well. She got her hair curled. Just
her hair looked really good.
It looked really great. Yeah. She got her hair curled. We'll have pictures related to these episodes from now on Patreon because some of this stuff you got to go back and find and just reminisce. But anyway, it turned out to be like I think this lady said $93. It was some ridiculous. And we both was like 93. And she looking at us with a smile. And so, y'all, I don't ever get my hair done. I get them done for big things. So, like,
we actually, either of us, we would do it ourselves. This is right. Back when I had locks too.
One, because I don't want to pay for something I can do. And two, so I only ever get my hair done in updos by a loctician.
Yeah.
So, because I'm just not a master at those. But anyway, so I knew that mine was going to be around that much. But for curls that we could have did at home. We was like, what? And I knew something was up because the lady was really nice to us during our hair appointment. And hairstylists are not nice people to me. And so I was like, something's up with this woman. And that's because she knew she was about to charge us.
She was about to hit y'all over the
both
head.
$100
with different numbers.
So as y'all know, with weddings, there is no money left by the time the wedding actually happens.
Oh, if you didn't know, just in case you're listening to this and you weren't aware,
There is no money.
After.
So... But me and Mikey had both recently proctored the ACT, which
we
is a standardized test for high schoolers to take.
Oh, yeah.
To get
so
college.
We had money.
And so we had a little extra hundred something.
I was going to use that on the honeymoon, though. I was like, I'm going to use it for some alcohol.
We had a little extra money that came right on time because they was playing at first. I was like, well, I guess I'm going to walk through this wedding like this because I don't have no money. And so anyway, I had it. And so I covered the difference for her, which was no problem. But that was just the start. That was the beginning of the
day. That was the beginning of the day.
Right. And so we went to go get our nails done.
Well, actually, let me jump in right
okay,
there with
ahead.
The beginning of my day.
Okay.
So we live in Northeast Atlanta at the time.
Yes.
We lived off of, if anybody knows where this is, like near Jimmy Carter and Buford Highway.
Okay.
Northeast Atlanta. My cousin's house is located in far Union away. City.
It's far. It's far.
It's like by the airport, right?
Yeah.
It's not really, you know, I'm used to a long drive. It's nothing. But I wasn't expecting to spend all of my day out there. But yeah. We'll get to that. I head down to my cousin's and I show her the style. I've sent her the pictures before. But I was like, hey, which one of these can you do? Which one would be easier? They were basically like barrel twist.
Yeah. It was going to be so nice.
Barrel twist into like a little man bun type situation. And my hair was long enough to pull it off.
Yes.
So my cousin's doing my hair. She washes it. She retwists, like, I love the way she retwisted my hair. It would be so tight, but it looked so good. And it didn't hurt me. I'm not tenderheaded.
Right.
So she retwists my hair and she retwists my hair again. And she like retwists my hair.
Oh, no.
And she was like, she was tripping. And I didn't know why. I finally asked her, I was like, what's going on? She was like, I'm under a lot of stress. You know, this is for your wedding. I don't want to mess it up. I think I got a homegirl that might be able to do a little bit better.
Oh, no.
At this point, time has passed because my head is big and to retwist everything.
It takes a minute.
It took some time.
Yes.
On top of the drive, on top of, at one point she had to like go get some stuff before we could start my hair. Good times. So she has now had a full blown panic attack.
Right.
And she was like, you know what? I'm going to just, what else you got to do today? I'm like, well, stuff.
I got to get my dog. I got to go to this person then.
I gave her the whole list. And she decided, she was like, you know what? I'm hooking up with my girl. I'm going to let my homegirl do your hair. I'll go get your dog.
And drop him off at the city.
And I'll pay for you to get your hair done. But I want her to do it. And so I said, okay.
So
we'll get back to you.
I don't know any of this has happened. Neither one of us knows what each other is doing that day.
We weren't really in the space to text each other.
Yeah. Or talk.
This wasn't that kind of day.
Right. So me and my sister go. So we got married on a Sunday. Okay, so it's Saturday. Mm-hmm. Me and my sister go get our nails done. I have never in my life made an appointment to get my nails done. Ever. Ever in my life. One, because I don't go frequently enough to be making appointments. And two, you just walk into a salon and wait and you get seated and all this stuff.
Is that not how the process is?
Not that day. Oh. So April 23rd was the day everybody in the city of Atlanta wanted to get their nails done. And so we were just going to GPS a quick little nail spot close to the loctician and get our nails done.
Sounds
show
convenient.
Up to the spot. They like, oh, we not taking no more people today. We booked. Y'all make appointments. Like, what is happening? So me and Bri are like, oh, shit. Okay, it's fine. We'll just go somewhere else. We go over by our old apartment, Mikey. By the Chipotle, there's a nail salon in that plaza. And so we go over there and everywhere else, mind you, we tried some more salons on up to this point and they were all booked. Mm-hmm. We don't have, you know, no more seats. Like what? It's never happened a day in my life and it hasn't happened since. I've never walked to a nail salon and not been able to be seated since we got married. ever. And so me and Bri are like, oh my God, this rehearsal dinner starts at this time. We still don't have our nails done. This wedding is tomorrow. We can't go out like this. So we finally get to a nail salon. We get up, we catch up with my best friend Carmen and my cousin Kira, who are already at this nail place. They're like, y'all just come here and get your nails done. We come there and this place is also packed, but they'll say they'll see us. We get in there and there are two women in here who were sent by Satan himself. They are giving these people the hardest time. Like they are the worst customers in the history of customers.
Mm-hmm.
They're loud. They're rowdy. They want their nail color changed. They don't even just want regular nail polish. They want the S&S shit. The shit that you gotta sit under the moon and stuff to get like, you're like, it's so, I can't, it costs too much. I've never gotten it. Either way, they've turned the whole nail salon upside down. It made it really hard for us to be seated and to be seen. One, because it was already crowded. They kept coming back to, pick a fight with the people. At one point, the girl left too soon before her nails dried, her toenails dried. So she came back, came over to where we were sitting, pulled some cotton balls from this lady who was doing our nails from her little station. And if anybody's been in a nail salon, you know, you don't walk up to nobody. Like, you don't walk up to people's stuff. She pulled some cotton balls from this lady's station, put some nail polish remover on her cotton ball, and proceeds to try to take off her nail polish. Now, mind you, they didn't get regular nails. They didn't get gel nails. They didn't get regular nail polish. They got some expensive ass nails on. So she's ruined her nails. And now they have to stop doing our nails, do their nails. And it was really, like, it was, y'all, they were loud. They were on the phone. People about to start a fight. They was about to jump somebody. It was awful.
What side were you on?
We were I was by our old place, Chambly, by the Chipotle. What is that? Not Chambly. That Chipotle, like, which is by Groot's PetSmart. Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. And so it literally took us hours to be seen and to get there? Our nails done. There was no other place that was taking clients.
There had to be some places in East Atlanta y'all could have gone to.
Place, Mikey.
You ain't use your resources.
There was no other place.
No mad bitches that would have went
y'all,
somewhere else.
It was so bad. We finally leave.
Okay.
Everybody's at grandma's house for the rehearsal dinner, so we're told. And everybody in Atlanta is out on the highway today.
Oh.
Traffic was so bad.
All right, we're going to take a brief intermission. We're going to circle back to what I was doing during that time.
Oh, my God.
So, as I said, it took my cousin a couple of hours to play around with hairstyle and realize she didn't want to do it because it was too much pressure. So, she says, I'm going to take you to my homegirl's shop. I said, cool. All right, where's the shop at? It's not far. 10 minutes from here. No problem. We're in Union City. If you're unfamiliar with that area, that's basically the airport. And we were headed to Riverdale. And I was trying to figure out why we headed to Riverdale. I don't know a lot of shops with lacticians in Riverdale. But we pull up and we had the Riverdale Flea Market. And I'm just looking around like, oh, it must be one of like the storefronts across the street. I used to like ball over here. I used to skate over here. I used to do a lot of stuff in this area in particular. And it ain't the safest area. It's the hood. But like, you know, I was like, maybe she do got a shop. But we walking into the flea market. We walk past the bootleg shirts, all the old FUBU things.
Oh no!
Remember Jabos?
I don't.
They had some.
I what is that?
They had Jabos was there.
Is that a shoe?
Google. No, it's
what
not.
Is that?
Ooh, it's jeans. Little jeans with the little straps. Jabos were the shit.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
I had some Jabos. Saw some Jabos. I was like, oh, I might buy some of these on the way out.
Mikey.
Walk past the electronics section. You walk past the other hair salons. Another electronics guy, and I make my way to the back of the flea market. And there are three chairs. I don't get my hair done ever, by the way.
Yeah, he's
this
never
is
gone.
The
first time
actually I've ever gotten my hair done. But I'm familiar with those little heat chair things that women sit under at like salons. So like you get there and there's like three little heat chairs and some mirrors behind them.
Okay.
And I meet this young lady who, by the way, I'm gonna say this right now. She was great. And she did an amazing job. And my locks were perfect on my wedding day.
I liked your hair.
But as far as presentation goes, this face wasn't it. It's about seven little kids just running around, screaming.
Not children.
They play fighting. Children. On the chairs, spinning around in the chairs. Good times.
He ain't tell me this.
Good times. It was a family affair. A family fucking affair.
Oh, no.
She said, what do you want? I showed her the picture. She said, I got the picture from your cousin. You want to do something like this? I said, sure. It took her, Randy, 15 minutes?
To do your hair?
Yeah. Took her 15 minutes.
Okay.
She sprayed some stuff on it. She said, yeah, let it dry for 10 minutes.
Okay.
And it was done. And it was perfect. I spent 4 hours at my cousin's house and en route to this place. Just for her to finish in like 30 minutes, I was a little upset.
I know.
I was a little upset. I was like, oh, okay. So this is what my day has been. But after she finished and I could finally get away from these damn kids and I step outside, I felt good.
Did you?
I felt great. Then I realized where I was.
Nowhere like, near my grandmother's
in respects
house.
To your grandparents.
Nowhere near. Nowhere
like, fuck.
Near.
All right, so I had to figure that out. But I noticed that everybody and their mama was on the street.
Everybody. Y'all, I don't know what it was. April 23rd, another friend of ours also got married, and that was Lover's Day. And I don't know if everybody just wanted to be out. I don't know.
Well, the weather was beautiful in the city
Easter
that day.
Weekend? I don't fucking know. But it was.
I think it was after.
Either way.
The
those
weather was
memes
great out.
About Atlanta being full.
It was.
That was legit. That's where those pictures come from. That day.
You can always tell when the bikes is out. And the bikes was out. They were everywhere. Plus the flea market was popping this day. I was like, oh, I ain't never seen this shit this big.
I ain't never missed flea market. Have I been to flea market?
No.
I don't know if I ever
I'm trying to keep you away from them.
I don't know.
Anyway, I didn't buy the Jabos. I got in my car and I decided to head to your grandparents' house. And I called you and let you know.
He called to let me know that he was heading there now, but also that he didn't have Groot. But mind you, Groot was supposed to be dropped off like maybe 2 hours before this. And so we hadn't talked to each other all day. And I'm like, first of all, I really am a stickler about time. I know y'all can't tell what our podcast dropping on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, but
we are very serious about time.
Time really. So especially when somebody is like waiting on you and, you know, dog watching is not easy. And this is a service somebody's being paid for. And I'm just like, oh my God, I would love to communicate to this lady that this dog is going to be late.
See, again, so the issue is our dog is located in Northeast Atlanta at the house.
With my dad.
I was by the airport.
Yeah.
So Kia had to run to go get the dog from where we were and then go drop the dog off at the sitter's.
I didn't know any of this. Mind you, again, we hadn't talked all day. This was our first conversation all day.
Good times.
And so we're both stressed. We're both stuck in traffic. My phone is dying, I think, or my sister's phone is dying. Something's dying. And we're stuck in traffic.
Y'all phones died.
Our phones did die. Because our GPS y'all couldn't get your GPS. Thing,
yeah.
Yes, it was the only thing that worked. And so I texted later really quickly and I apologized for group being late. And I'm like, you know, my husband's dropping him right now. I don't find out that it's not my husband dropping him. It's, or my fiance, it's his cousin. But I don't find this out till later. She goes, no, it's completely fine. Everybody loves groups, so nobody cares because he's not like a bad dog.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I was upset with Mikey for one being late as hell, not telling me why. He was so flustered. He didn't even tell me what was going on. He
I just like, couldn't. I can't even explain how tired
he didn't even tell me. Like,
also, why like, this girl sorry. Prices was so cheap? It cost $10 to style my hair.
Well, it's cheap to do hair if you already washed and retwisted.
It was washed and retwisted.
Right.
So like, it was retwisted by the gods. My cousin did a great
but
job.
But when they do everything, that's when it gets.
Even her price with wash was cheap. I think total it was like $35.
Maybe because she got them 7 kids running around.
It's
she knew she had to circumvent the price.
Either way, she was excellent.
You haven't been back since. You said you would go.
I hadn't, but
now
I cut my hair.
So, anyway. But yeah, so we find out. So we talked to each other briefly. Me and my sister's phone died. But before they do, everybody's at my grandmother's house. We don't know. We assume that people have eaten and that people are waiting on us and that we just need to get here. We get there. We sit in traffic for hours, y'all. Like, every time we get close, we get another red bar. Like, it was like we were never going to make it there. We were never going to make it to this rehearsal dinner, and everybody's already there. And so we get there, and everybody looking at us like they want to slit our throats. And it's because no one has eaten. My grandmother has not allowed anyone to eat until the bride shows up. And so everybody's been sitting at this house for hours, starving. The food on the table, y'all, is covered in foil, and she not letting nobody touch it. And I'm like, Grandma, why did you tell me no one has eaten?
Everybody, she wanted to feed
you. They hate me now. Like, they hate everybody. Me and Bree are getting, like, death stares. You know how people are when they hungry. And the food is right here.
Schedule-wise, time-wise, none of this should have took as long as it did.
Yeah.
None of it.
And everybody, and, you know, while a listener may be like, why didn't y'all get this done sooner? You know? Well, because we had other shit to do. The day before.
Yeah.
Like, this was the day that we could make it work.
And these are small things.
Right.
Yeah, these aren't the biggest things.
We do these things all the time. I've got my hair done by a logician before and got my nails done at the same time.
And
I ain't never.
Same here. Like, I didn't think that it was going to take 7
a day.
It
took a day. So we get there and Mikey's older sister Desmond says, oh, did you go get your hair done the same place Mikey went? And I was like, Mikey got his hair done by Kia. What is she talking about? Like, that's how out of the loop I was with Mikey. And I was like, he went somewhere else.
Yeah.
Everybody eats and everybody loves us again.
Because they have food in their stomachs. The food was great.
It was.
It was, you know, grandma chicken.
Right. It was Southern food.
It was West Atlanta chicken.
Right. It was really
good
great.
Good time.
Yeah, it was really good food.
Play some dominoes in the back.
Yeah. Because it's the South.
Had some cars. It was a good dinner.
But I was pissed at Mikey.
She was very pissed at me. And I was trying to figure out why.
And I was pissed
about
the day.
I'm just sad that she pissed at me when I had a long ass day.
I'm like, my dog been sitting in this cage for hours and I'm mad about all the shit I went through just thinking he had an easy, simple day. And he finally pulls me to the side and is like, hey, can we talk? And so we go to the front of the house and we sit on his car.
And I said, hey.
And we tell each other about our day.
Tell me what happened with you today.
And we like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Mind y'all, all of these things should have been maybe 2-3 hour process.
It shouldn't have taken as long as
it really shouldn't have.
It was awful. It was awful. And so we're getting happy with each other now because we understand that we were not in control of how our days went. And then my mom comes around.
So here's the thing before you go into that. Me and Randy will always come together to make sure the other is straight before we go into public spaces.
Right. We didn't do that this time.
We are a united front.
Yes.
And I think that's very important when you're married or when you're in a relationship because it looks away when y'all not.
Right.
Like, even if y'all not straight, you got to look straight when you're outside.
And we have a no humiliation rule.
We do.
In public. And so, sometimes you want to humiliate somebody you ain't talked to. So, we need to talk before I forget this non-negotiable and nut up.
Which is really important because that goes back to that This Is Us episode.
Yeah, that we, y'all,
where Randall
catch
did
up.
Something that
Please
he really should not have done.
If you haven't.
at like a terrible time. Anyway, so Randy's mom comes out and talks to
us. She asked me to come here, and she's mad. I'm trying to figure out why she mad. Why everybody mad? Like, what is going on? And she more or less cusses me out. Of course, Mikey doesn't get any of this because Mikey's a favorite. Yeah. So I get cussed out.
Yeah, you do.
Because people are looking for us and we are at the front of the house talking. And she's just like, y'all, you know, y'all already late. This day already shit. Y'all need to be in here. You know,
hosting and
being here because people out here for y'all and y'all out here talking. And I'm just like, mom, you know, we're just trying to make sure each other is okay because we had a lot. I don't care about none of that. Like, she's just, y'all, I feel like I am 10. And I'm thinking like, my wedding's tomorrow and my mom is cussing me out. I'm about to call this whole thing off.
Because I was sitting on my hood, I noticed the body language has changed. Randy, arms folded, you know. Mind you, Randy was wearing this dress that day.
I don't even know
what the... She was wearing one of the thing dresses.
What?
The flowy dresses. Help me.
Maxi dress?
Yes. I was like, ugh. Well, you just see all the curves.
I don't know. I can't
just
tell
you. Stuff happening. I was like, so I noticed my baby butt puckering up. And I was like, hold up. I noticed it just got tighter. I was like, oh shit. I gotta go over there and check
it out.
And
so my mom is literally blasting me and I just wanna cry. I think I do cry. I don't even know. I think I just cried.
After she left though, I walked over. I was like, hey, what's going on? She was like, y'all just come inside. I was like, okay. Your mom goes away. I'd be like, we'll be there in a second.
First of all, we go inside. I don't know what the fuck she is. She done disappeared. Oh, like, I'm trying to be hospitable. And where she at?
Looking back, I feel like she didn't want to be there. That's why she wanted to bring your ass inside. This is my dad's mother.
And they are divorced. And she already tense and anxious because she ain't dealing with those people no more. She divorced.
Maybe. Well, no. I'm just thinking.
I don't know. But if my feelings is hurt, I'm like, I've had a really shitty day. My man has had a really shitty day. My wedding is tomorrow. And I just got cussed out by my mama like I'm 5 for trying to better my relationship.
And I don't think we was out there that long. It might have been like 5.
She's like, close for y'all. And we get inside. Ain't nobody looking for us.
Everybody had their drinks. Everybody had food. Everybody was straight.
They playing cards. They don't even know we gone.
I thought that shit was hilarious.
I got cussed out for no reason.
Because she was looking for us.
And she come outside and find us talking. And she mad. And so, y'all, it was awful. Like, my feelings were so hurt. And I could not get a word in. You know, like many people, I am not the most confident when it comes to trying to stand up for myself with my mama. Especially because I already feel like shit. Like we were late. People mm-hmm. were starving. Mm-hmm. We didn't know this, but like, I really tried my best.
What's funny too is we ain't eat. Did y'all get something to eat?
We ate.
Y'all ate.
Mike, we ate. Me and you ate.
No, I'm talking about before the dinner.
We ate breakfast. Because the bachelorette party was the night before. No, they cooked. We woke up so hungover. We weren't going nowhere.
Oh, yeah, y'all ate.
We ate breakfast that morning. Yeah.
I ain't eat. This whole day I didn't eat. Because there was no time to eat. When I'm going to eat at the flea market? I could. They got food places at the... See, I'm talking shit, but I don't know. Y'all help me out. If they got some at the flea market, let me know.
So I tell my sister about getting cussed out, and she's mad because she was with me. She's just like, but she don't know the type of day we had. And so we're driving home, and I'm just so... We're driving to my cousin's house because that's where me and the girls were, and Mikey was... I don't even... Who were you staying with before the wedding?
I was at our house.
Okay, he was at our house, and
I ended up inviting my friends to come by and spend the night with me. I was like, I don't want to be alone tonight.
Yeah.
And we was all going to ride out the next day.
The next morning. Yeah, it was. Yeah. So we're driving and then I get a call from my mom and she calls to apologize. And I'm just like, because I'm my mama's girl. I'm like, okay, it's fine. Like, you know, and I tell her about what happened that day. I tell her about what happened your day. And she's like, you know, she apologized. And she was just like, I don't even know what it was. I was just happy to hear her say she was sorry. Because I was like, if I get cussed out, I'm going to get cussed out for a reason. You know, when I get in trouble, I want to be in trouble. You know, not for this. And not before the wedding. And she was like, she didn't want me stressed before the wedding. And I don't know. But it was really nice.
That was a long day.
To get
also, my AC stopped working that day. And it was hot.
Oh, yeah.
There was a couple of other things. Yeah, my car did break down a little bit. I had the Gallant at this time.
Oh, the Mitsubishi.
Good times.
It was that horrible... Horrible car.
Good times.
So, but y'all, because God, I forgot that night that Beyonce dropped Lemonade.
Yeah.
And so, and I said to write my vows. And so we ended the night with Lemonade, me and the girls, and ended crying because, of course, Lemonade ends with All Night and the song. And it was just beautiful. And everybody's like, Randy, you're getting married to this nigga that used to be a bum ass nigga, but now you ain't a bum ass nigga. Y'all are so perfect. And
who said that specifically?
It was everybody.
No, but who specifically said
who you
no,
think?
No?
Who do you think?
Carmen. who what? It was Carmen, wasn't it?
But Carmen loves you. And so we.
Hold on.
It was everybody. We
I am
all
your husband.
Realized
and I need answers.
It was
who specifically said bum ass nigga?
She didn't call me bum ass nigga.
Who did?
Nobody. Me.
You're lying. You're lying to your husband.
She did not call you a bum ass nigga.
Who
nobody called you a bum
who
ass nigga.
Who said
nigga.
No? You're
I
lying.
Just did
now you're
story,
lying to me.
For the story.
Yeah,
in the
yeah,
way,
I know you better than that,
we
Randy.
Saw,
no, hold on. We're not fast forwarding
Mikey,
past this.
What do you want
who
me to say?
Said it.
No one called you a bum ass nigga.
I see you, Carmen. All right.
Either way, it was the night ended. It was around midnight. Okay, so the 23rd was awful. But the 24th, mm-hmm. the day we got married, was great. We finished lemonade.
Beautiful day. The weather was
wrote
perfect.
Wrote my vows. It was beautiful, y'all. It was so pretty that day.
It was the guitar player who we hear great things about.
Who we didn't get to hear because we
at
were.
At all, but we picked him.
Yeah.
We heard him like on preview day or something.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I want that guy.
Yeah.
Everyone was very impressed. He did a great job.
Our mom gifted us him. He was like an add-on, and she really liked him. So
he did like an acoustic set, like as a yeah. welcome for people walking into
as
the
they waited for
like
us
that.
To start the wedding. Yeah,
it was a beautiful day.
But we would have never made it to that beautiful, holy day
if we would have been like, you know what,
this
God
is
trying
sign.
To tell me something.
We should not get married.
My AC went out.
Y'all, it was so bad. I don't even know if we're doing it justice. Like
we're not.
Like we woke up hungover. I ate really well.
I woke up optimistic with a plan.
We left, like it took all day. And I've never, since our wedding, when I go get my nails done, when I go get
never
my
have
hair
that
done,
issue
I've never had the issue. No one asks for an appointment. No one says they're booked and they can't see nobody. It was so bizarre. It was bizarre.
It was just a strange day.
It was a strange, strange, strange day.
Then I found out how much my cousin paid the girl.
How much? Because
her prices were really low. So well, I just tipped her extra. I still paid my cousin. But like.
You a good one.
I was prepared to like blow maybe like $150 that day.
The hairstyle was worth it.
It was
really
it held up for the entire honeymoon.
Yeah.
Until the last day and then I took it down just because I felt like it. But.
It did actually.
I looked good. I was like. Mm.
But for those who are engaged, getting married soon.
What's your takeaway, Randy? What do you got?
Y'all don't let bad days. Because we got some wedding stories too. But don't let bad days, especially a day before your wedding, be the reason you don't walk down the aisle unless that person is abusive.
Or cheating.
Right. And you realize that this shit just ain't gonna work. But if it's the universe acting up, you know, maybe
just say it's
stick
the devil.
It out, right?
All right. Here's the thing. Because a lot of people be like, all right, you're gonna get cold feet around your wedding. It's a thing that happens. You're gonna feel real nervous, real anxious, and you're gonna look for like an excuse. Right? Oh, this is the thing. This is the reason. And you're gonna try to like rationalize why. You shouldn't go through with it.
Mm-hmm.
All of those were moments where you could have been like, oh, my nails can't get done today. I can't go through with this.
Right. He forgot to tell me he ain't got the dog
off. We ain't communicating.
Right.
I can't go through with this. Maybe he's not the man I thought he was. Oh, she just cussed me out for no reason. Maybe I could do without this chick.
He didn't even try to stand up for himself. He
I really
like, okay.
did. I was so
he was
tired.
So tired. Now that I know that. Like, I knew that once you told me your story. But I was like, he didn't even try to tell me. What's going on? He's a baby, the dog late. I ain't did shit. That's all I heard. I ain't did shit I was supposed to do today. And on top of that, I'm just not getting to your grandma's house. Where you at? Which mean where I'm at? Which mean where your dog at? So anyway.
I saw her. She ain't even complimenting my hair. Like that wasn't the go-to.
I didn't?
No. The first thing wasn't the go-to, hey, I like your hair.
What
it
did
was,
I say
nigga,
first?
Where were you?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just, you know, it's the
little
things.
I don't remember.
It's the little thing.
I'm
I could took all of that as a sign. That you know, maybe I should leave this girl alone. Maybe she ain't the one. Maybe I should be with a girl who say, oh, your hair look nice. Like her sister. Because that's the first thing Brianna said. She's like, oh, I like your hair. Thank you, your sister.
I remember looking at it like, that ain't what we said you was going to do.
Because that wasn't the plan.
I know. But
I was like, it came out nice. I ended up putting the back, like, the back was down. But yeah. I ended up putting it up. I liked it better that way. And yeah, at the end of the day, we got it done. What's the engagement, baby?
Tell us your crazy stories if you're married, if you have any crazy before the wedding stories.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are engaged or want to be married, what did you think about this?
Did this help you?
Was this, yeah. We haven't told a story in a long time.
We haven't. And we still have plenty.
Yeah, we do.
But I think that...
But all y'all engaged people, it just made me nostalgic.
It is. And we, again, we have friends who are engaged right now that's going through it. And I laugh at them.
I mean, I'm ready for it to be over. Because, you know, the closer you are to people with their wedding stuff, the more it affects you too. Yeah. And so, you're just like, I'm ready for y'all to get married. Because it's too much.
Yeah, they got a lot of, like, some different pre-wedding drama going on.
Yeah. It's a lot. But anyway.
But it's like it's a rite of passage.
It is. It's always some craziness before big major events, it seems like.
And I think somebody ended up like talking to us like, you know, this is just a part of the process. Every day ain't going to be good. Some days y'all ain't going to be able to communicate till the end of the day. Like, you know, right. Just be patient. It was good. I think the prayer over the food that day was good.
It was short to the point.
That's why it was good.
You talking about the wedding or the rehearsal?
The rehearsal.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all, everybody was hungry. It was so bad. It was awful to be the one hated before your wedding. And I didn't know
people
was
waiting. And also be hungry.
People was waiting for us. And no one told me. I would have told people to eat. I thought people...
But the thing is, nobody could tell you because your phone was dead. Which also good.
But when it wasn't dead. Anyway.
All right, y'all. So that's...
Our...
We're a superstitious bunch.
Yes.
But...
We didn't allow our superstition to stop our wedding.
Exactly.
So don't allow it to stop y'all.
Sometimes just say it was the devil.
If we'd be in tested in today.
Even if you don't.
It was the devil.
Say it was the devil. All right, love.
Okay. Fight or flight. It's your turn.
Oh, okay.
Do you have one?
I do. I do have a fight or flight this
okay.
week.
Okay.
All right. So, as you all know, when people have children, the children that they have mimic some of their behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
Randy does this thing, right? Where it's early in the morning, the sun has risen. And I'm getting ready to go to work, and I'll come over to my wife, and I'll kiss her gently on her cheek or place a hand on her thigh as I lean in to say, goodbye, my love. I hope that you have a blessed day, and I want you to, you know, be great. Randy will wake up swinging.
That is not true.
Saying, oh, shit, you know, just jumping. And because of that, my child has this, like, startle thing.
It's what
does.
All infants have, Mike. It's not me. It's called the startle
Randy
reflex.
Has given my child...
Really?
Randy has given my child this behavior to where Drew just start popping up, panicking.
It's the startle reflex. All infants have it.
Okay. Are you an infant?
Sorry. No, I'm not.
My real fight or flight is you wake up doing too much.
What?
You wake up doing too much.
Maybe because I haven't slept the night before.
No, that's not the only thing. You'll start immediately going in on the task that you have to do.
Because my brain
Your eyes
out.
Just open, Randy. No, no. Here's the thing. I need you to wake up slower. I don't know how else to word that. And Drew looking at me like, yeah, she do trip. I'm like look.
Shut up.
Randy, I'm serious. I need you to wake up slower.
What are you talking about?
You have to... You gotta calm down.
What do you say? What?
You gotta calm down.
What are you talking
Your eyes
about?
Just open. Oh, shit. We gotta record this episode. Baby, did you get the thing? Have you... All right, look. I know that there's like a list of things we gotta do. But you could just open your eyes first. You could. There's a little crust in the corner. You could like wipe that out first. You've been drooling.
Shut the
fuck up. There's a little trail on the side of your mouth. I think that it's okay if you take some time to, you know, wash your face.
Stops.
And get ready, you know, and warm up. You know, when it's cold outside, you got to warm the car up before you like just hop in and go drive. Your ass started up and then floored. I think that you can. And should wake up slower. That's my fight.
I don't know how to. Okay.
For example.
I know what you're talking. Okay. Give me an example. Give me an example.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
The goal was to have you and her resting at the same time.
Yes.
All right. You were really sleepy. You were knocked out. She started getting fussy and she was waking up. Before she got to the point where she was crying, I said, okay, I'm going to take her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go change her. I'm going to walk around with her in the bedroom for a little while with the doors closed.
Mm-hmm.
So that like her crying doesn't, you know, startle you, mm-hmm. wake you up out of bed. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I walk over to you and I gently say, hey,
what
she
you
may
saying?
Be hungry
mm-hmm.
because she was getting a little, you know, fussier. That doesn't mean that right now I need you to whip your titty out. It means that soon you may have to prepare. For that to happen. Randy wake up all panicked.
Mikey, you don't understand. My boobs respond to her. I got milk
understand.
Everywhere.
I get that. I do get that. However, you know, sit up first.
Oh,
I'm just like, you were still laying down and you woke up panicking and you started to pull at your bra while you're still laying down under the sheets.
Under my pregnancy pillow. You know, I was tangled in.
Do you see what I'm getting at?
My leg. I couldn't get it.
I need you to move slower. Her life does depend on you feeding her, but I think it can wait 10 seconds for you to like sit up straight and actually like adjust and wake up peacefully so that you are prepared to, you know, do what you need to do. Okay. I'm looking out for you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I will work on that.
Black women, I know y'all got a lot to do when y'all get up. I know your day is full of tasks. However, you know, they're going to get handled. I think it's okay for y'all to take a breath before you take a step out of the house or into the thing that you have to do. You deserve some air first. You know, you deserve to wipe coal out of your eye. The drool on the side of your mouth.
Thank you.
You deserve Mikey. It. You deserve it.
Fine. Fine.
All right.
Okay. I will do better. I will work on that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. PDA love.
I'm trying to see. Should I have two types of PDA, but I don't know if, okay. So anyway,
what are they?
Okay. So first, your last PDA on the mini episode. Oh no, not even, it was a long episode. You asked what you could be more intentional about. And I told you to be more intentional about getting moments to like hold me or like, you know, cuddle
with
me.
Yeah. Over the last 2 weeks.
Like,
gotcha.
Next 2 weeks. Yes. Yeah. Yes. And you've been doing that really well. And yesterday, y'all, we got like, we did like a wind down with Drew, mm-hmm. and we read to her and I fed her.
I did.
And
she liked the cat in the hat. It was
she like, really liked the cat in the hat. And y'all, she was smiling when Mike would like would say his like side commentary. She'd like respond back to him with smiles. She was asleep, but you know, it was so cute. And,
it made me feel happy.
Anyway, we got her down and like Mike was like, okay, babe, come on, let me hold you. And we held each other and y'all, we made out for the first time
yeah.
in months.
In months.
I mean, like made out.
Like make out.
Like
rip. The back of my neck, make out, like pull.
And
on
I was
hair
so happy
bit.
I could kiss for a long time without having to take a breath to breathe.
It was
my
different.
Stomach.
Oh yeah.
And like, it was so nice to not have like a belly separating us.
It was. It was nice.
It was so nice.
A little bit of tongue.
I know.
Some lip biting.
Drew sensed joy and began to cry a little. But y'all, I got like some kisses. It was really nice.
It was.
Really appreciate you taking that time out. To kiss me. And this morning you went to the store and got like some groceries so we could have breakfast and you brought pancake mix.
I did.
And we haven't had pancake mix in months. And while I had originally wanted a breakfast sandwich, I didn't know that you were going to buy pancake mix and you quickly changed the, you know, what you were going to do and
adjust and adapt
and made me some pancakes. So I really appreciate it while I fed your daughter. So thank you.
You just had to.
I'm just saying. There's a reason why I wasn't in the kitchen with him. I was being a food source for his
Got
child.
You. Okay.
But yes, thank you.
And you're saying that if you weren't being a food source, you would have been in the kitchen?
No, I would have been asleep. But
oh,
thank you.
Got you.
But like at this moment, I was, I happened to be feeding no someone myself.
Totally understand.
So thank you.
You're welcome. Hey.
Hi, Drew. You're awake. That's okay.
I appreciate it, babe. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I
have been trying to be intentional about
touch.
Yes.
Yes.
Because I really want to touch you.
I know.
Because I'm nasty.
Mm-hmm. You are. No, you are. You are. Please don't look at me like that while your daughter's sitting between
Sorry.
You.
Yeah, that's okay. Hey.
Okay, she's looking at you.
My PDA.
Yes, what's your PDA?
So, I had my first therapy session since last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday. And it was very helpful. It was nice to have that outlet, and I was reminded of the importance of it during the session. Prior to the session, two nights before,
right.
I was telling you that I don't want to do therapy no more.
Right.
I was like, it's a lot of time. It's time that I could be here. It's time that I could be doing something else.
It just feels like a burden. Money.
Money. And I felt that way the entire 55-minute drive to get to my therapist's appointment.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got there, it was just different.
Right.
And it was helpful. Mm-hmm. And I think that oftentimes, like, you think you got something because you start feeling like confident in yourself, but you don't. I think that's a lot of the reason why, people with addiction kind of slip back into stuff is because they thought they were fine.
Right.
But they weren't. People with disabilities, who struggle with anything, you know, they get to that point where they think they're okay. They get to that point where they think they're okay, but they are not. And I would have hated to have done that same thing.
Right.
But I do plan on, you know, spacing out sessions at some point because we can't afford this right
now. So why are you thanking me for this? I know
but
why,
but I'm thanking
but
you for this
it.
Because...
Mm-hmm. Tell the people. Tell the people.
You're speaking to the mic.
Tell the people what you was going
to
do.
Because I was going to stop altogether.
But
you told me no.
I told your ass no.
And I appreciate it. I do. Because out of that session came some really good advice, you know, that's going to help me through fatherhood. I feel a little bit, a lot more confident. Not even more confident. I have the mindset now that I have to kind of approach you differently when it comes to things for your own sake.
Like what?
Like, I just got to talk to you a little different when you get hard-headed.
Yeah, so the other day, I woke up and he's like, hey, babe, what are your tasks today? And of course, I started my spiel. He's like, oh, okay, I hate to give you another one, but you're going to take a shower and wash your hair. And I was like, oh.
Yeah,
well,
this
okay.
was before the session, actually. And I was just, I had a dream. I had a dream and it guided me. And I was like, yeah, you're going to tell her when she get up because I don't have time for her shit today. Not like this. Like, lack of sleep. Babies are like little torture machines, right?
Sleep deprivation is a form of like,
form of
it's
torture.
A war, right?
It is.
Like,
it's like,
they do it in war.
And you are sleep deprived when a baby is constantly keeping you up. And you don't move the same. You don't act the same. You don't react the same. You don't do well with, you know, the sleep that you've been given. So I had to tell you that you're going to shower, that you're going to go to sleep at a certain time. I will bring your stuff out. You sit your ass still. Like, just little things. And I got to talk to you like that sometimes.
Y'all, I washed my hair.
And it
and
looked great.
It.
She done retwisted it. Her edges is, ooh.
I know. It's so nice. Thank you.
Little things. So I say all that to say, I really appreciate you still caring about my mental health when your physical is declining because you ain't sleeping.
Physical, mental, emotional. But you know, who's keeping track of my decline?
I am.
I mean, you are, but you know.
And so is Drew. She keeping track. She aware. She need her refrigerator to be good. Yeah. But that's it, baby.
Thank you, baby.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You so much. All right. Call to action, y'all.
Close this out, love.
Oh, it's me. All right, y'all. Be sure to check out our website.
www.blackmillennialmarriage.com.
We are now and still available on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts. Follow us on social media. On Instagram, we are
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
On Twitter, we are
_TheChapman.
We are also on Patreon, y'all. So Woo! Patreon is where we give extra content. So you have daddy journals, you have blogs for me, you have more mini episodes. We actually just dropped part 2 of our labor and delivery story.
Yeah, we do additional personal posts.
Yes,
early pictures
of Drew
of everything,
and everything else going on in our life. We also do like stuff on Instagram in our stories that you don't see because only Patreon supporters are considered close friends. Because you know. That makes sense.
And our current Patreon support is also helping us guide the direction of this podcast.
Right.
And so if you want to be a part of that.
They get unedited episodes first. So this episode is currently not edited at this moment. The second as we record.
But they're going to get
it. But they're going to get it. Because they said they wanted it. We did a poll and they answered that. So we're going to give it to them. We also have stickers coming out. So they will probably post a picture of what the stickers look like. But they're going out to certain tiers and...
Okay.
Did y'all hear that in the mic?
I don't know.
Either way, Drew is using the restroom and I am next to the mic. I might have to edit that out. But anyway, so yeah, we're on Patreon. If you want to support us, it's patreon.com.
www.patreon.com. That's patreon.com.
/Black Millennial Marriage.
Or just search Black Millennial Marriage in the search bar.
Yeah.
Should pop up. Or just go to the website and click on Patreon. It's in a link on the top.
But you know, only if you want to, leave us a voicemail at 770-750-4098.
Because we plan on playing more of them and people are starting to leave them again. I really appreciate it.
Thank y'all so much. They're funny. All right. Thank you again for listening, y'all. Be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace. If you dig in what I'm saying, we could go deeper. I dig it. You dig it. I dig it. You dig it, I dug it, we're good, so yo, I hope you love it, I love it, I got no upper, but none above it, I focus on what the funk is, don't know what's so fierce, I'm sipping Tyler.
Hey, this is Trevor Shand from Bloody Disgusting's Boo Crew podcast. There's a streaming service that has undeniably changed our lives as horror fans. It's called Shudder. It's got an unbeatable selection of everything in the genre, from thrillers to the supernatural, Hollywood favorites, cult classics, and exclusives from the most exciting and adventurous creators in the space that you're not going to find anywhere else. It's uncut, commercial-free. We have discovered so many of what have become our all-time favorites on Shudder. Psycho Goreman, original series like the legendary Greg Nicotero's Creepshow. Sign up at Shudder.com.